Hello, is Wilfred Hammergore there?
This is.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 years of older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I'll be certain to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
53.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, and Congress and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Okay, thank you. And now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
I don't have an answer for that one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And also Joe Biden as president?
Useless.
Okay, you would say
strongly
somewhat
disagree.
Or strong? Okay. Okay, thank
strongly
you so much.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you haven't heard about that person or institution, you can let me know. And we always have 4 options: very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Favorable.
Okay, would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one, again, Marcy Kaptur.
Not favorable.
Okay, would you say very or somewhat?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Derek Merriam.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden, again.
It's very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, First Energy.
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And also Donald Trump.
Strongly favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupchur, or would you say there's no chance you will consider voting for her?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. The statement says, Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? And also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or do you think it's not true? Please say so.
That's less likely to vote for her.
Okay, so you would say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each one, please tell me if it makes you feel much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. Also, we have options more likely to vote for him or not, or if you think the statement is not true, you can also let me know. So the first one says, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt bills will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. So would you say much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Next statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. What did you think in this one?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. What would you say in this one?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you so much. We're just a couple of the statements to go. Next one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 for in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lovemakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That makes no difference. They're all just as corrupt.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that.
That makes no difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
I still vote for him.
Okay. So, let me just take notes here. Still vote for him. Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And the last couple of questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And but would you say independent lean Democrat or independent lean Republican?
It all depends. Right now I'm leaning Republican.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Not too important.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Is the 2020 in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you so much. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. And I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day.
You bet. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.